Hello, this is Rick.
Hi, Rick. It's Jesse with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. Yeah, good. Actually, interesting. I actually just pulled over to the job site. I got to handle some things.
I had tried to get a hold of Sam earlier when I said I would call her.
She's driving to the city today to get materials. He's probably on the road, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got through, I don't know, out of the blue, but I just got a phone call from Google Ads, and of course I had to pay the little bill I had, and anyway, I'm trying to get things up and running. I don't know if I clicked on something or did what I did, but anyway, I got a call from them today, and they set me up, they reset me up with, and they're going to send me a thing in the mail, you know, to verify or whatever. But anyway, I told them about how, you know, that you was telling me that I really was basically running my own thing, and I told them that I appreciate their services because I noticed most of my work's been coming through Google Ads, and
yeah,
you know, he said something about a professional going to be calling me and helping me walk me through it, but I don't have time for that kind of, so I mentioned you and how, you know, you were telling me, I mean, I'm paying upwards of $1,000, you know, trying to consolidate my marketing into one, and if you're interested in like managing it for me and getting my, because I don't know all the services out there and I don't have time for it. I know Sam's, she's interested in doing that part of it, but as yet she's still learning it herself, you know. But anyway, long story short, still interested in having you help us out and all that, but I don't know what it means. I told the guy and he says, yeah, it's good. Good to have somebody, you know, help you or consolidate.
Yeah.
So he didn't exactly, I may even mention Local Splash and he didn't discourage it or anything. He just, you know, so I'm not sure who he's, I guess he's just the Google Ads person or something. Just to, I don't know if they just basically, are they an own, their own entity in themselves as far as marketing, or are they the ones that you guys all use, like they're the engine that you use or something?
Yeah, so basically, you, like I said before, you can pay for Google Ads on your own, but then you'd be paying for individual clicks, right? So we just have that monthly rate that allots that for the whole month, and it markets it towards specific hours, towards specific locations. So you're not just like throwing out an ad and then hoping for the best. You're actually having somebody who manages the area, you know, the amount of people looking for your services at a specific time. So, yeah I mean, it definitely, there's a huge advantage in having somebody be able to manage it for you.
So,
you can do that through your own on Google, but they don't manage it, right? They just
go out
and are like, okay, good luck.
So, yeah, to just get together with Sam again and have her help you out. But obviously, I think there's a waiting period, you said, or something, so I need to get something going, so... Anyway, this guy called, so I went ahead and just re-upped it, and I don't know why he said it was a one-time $3.99 fee, you know, one time only. And I said, well, I already had your services. I got this certificate thing in the mail saying 5-digit number to verify or whatever. And I've already been through all that, but anyway, so for some reason they're starting me over again. So, but I don't know if they're starting me over, but he did say my ads weren't even really any good. He mentioned like three of my competitors.
Yeah,
they're on there. I mentioned a bunch of names, you know, keywords and stuff that I'd want to put for people to find me, you know, and on the internet and all that. But he mentioned that I wasn't even on the, you know, there's all these other companies that, one of the companies that I'm up against, they use multiple names, same company, and one of the licenses expired or inactive, so I don't even know. I don't think that's even legal, so I'm going to have to look into that.
I don't know who, so this was just some random person that called you? They didn't tell you?
His name is Todd, and he's with I mentioned the Amphitheater Google LLC or whatever out of Mountain View or whatever. Because that's how I'm able to tell if the customer's from them, you know, it has that at the bottom, you know, so
Right.
So I'm able to say, okay, this is from Google Ads, you know.
Okay,
and,
but I need
I've
to...
gotten a couple from Stay Listed that say, like, the person's name that's my agent or whatever. And that's about the only way I could tell it's them. And it's the same kind of format, email type thing. They only get me a couple of customers a month, basically. But they do some, at least. But then the Page Hub. I haven't been able to figure out any. I think a lot of it has to do with, like I was telling you, I noticed I had three different memberships on Google, but two of them were still pending because I hadn't finished setting it up. So I think that's what's going on with me. I signed up for all these things like Page Hub and different, and I didn't quite go through the whole, all the hoops and stuff, you know, to make it all legitimate and up and running and effective and all that. And I think I got left by the wayside or something because I didn't follow through or something type of deal, you know. But that's what Sam's for. She's going to help me do all that. So it's best that you talk to her. So.
Yeah, so I did call her earlier, right, and she answered the phone and then hung up. So I was
she's traveling, so she's probably got dead spots. And, today she won't be back till late this afternoon probably, so.
Okay.
She's taking a 10-hour round trip one day, so picking up material for me.
Do you think I might be able to reach her by, 4 o'clock? That's when we leave.
Probably be better to call. Can you call her tomorrow?
See, I told her yesterday that I'm going on vacation, so I won't be back until next Friday.
Well, yeah, I'll just keep trying to call her, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, try just before you leave at 4, I guess.
I'll give it another shot. I just want to make sure that it's something
you...
Depends
on how early she left.
You know, and not... Okay. Maybe you could just send her a quick text or something and just let her know that I'll be trying her around 4, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
As soon as I hear from her, she doesn't text me back either. All right.
Okay, thanks,
Rick.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.